Content warning. This episode contains mentions and a reading of a suicide letter. If this will affect you in a negative way, I implore you not to listen to this episode. I will, instead, synopsize the episode for you here. We come across the mining facility, we learn more information about Shadow's past on the Orion, and find our way into the caves beneath the mining facility. For everyone else, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane. This is episode 31 of season 3, Knights of the Old Republic. We last left off, we finished the 4 assassinations for the Zerka official, and now we're headed down into the mining facility to check out what exactly is going on. We're heading down to the residential level, see exactly what was going on. What did that say? Only party members with an access key card can join. So we've only got, two access key cards? Let me check the access here. I think we only have 2 access key cards. So that means we can only carry 2 people, I believe. Double check that. Quest items. Ancient droid parts. That was for the droid castigation level key card. Access key card. Shadows residential card. Okay. It looks like Shadows and my residential card. Okay. So it looks like we only have 2 key cards. So I need to exit the cantina really fast and then send my boy back, sadly. Despite the fact that I really, really like having Karth with me for this adventure. We're going to send him back and just take me and Shadow down. Apparently, that's how this works. This whole thing is very, very hingy on having only 2 party members. So that's kind of how this works. And I don't know if we're going to even get the ability to have a third party member through that last part of it. Or it may forcibly add Kobayashi into the party, which is what I expect to happen. It may forcibly add Kobayashi back into the party, and that's what we're going to be. Presidential level. Here we go. So, but yeah, this is, I'm ready for it. I hope you are. I think I'm ready for this, whatever is about to happen. Let's find out. Tell you what, I'm yawning, even though I just had a cup of coffee. We've got 4 dead people on the floor. They're looking around. Shadow says, "Can you feel it, my lord? Much has happened here. What once was a place bristling with life is now so much left, yet something remains. Remnants of a presence. There are dead bodies everywhere in these halls of this residential quarters. And I don't know exactly what we're looking at here. Something, they went insane and they started going. It says, a sense of dread lingers in the air. A great power has passed through here. And then Shadow says, Solomon has passed through here. The presence is his. I recognize. Right? And we're waiting for the next bit of dialogue. Looks like Solomon is actually walking away. Looks like Solomon is very alive. It says, how could you have done this? What has happened to you, Solomon? What I'm thinking is that the Brotherhood of Shadow actually inhabited Solomon's body. Somehow, they've used Solomon's flesh as the flesh they need. Come, we must pass through this place if we're to reach this Korriban Wastes. Stay vigilant. I sense we're not alone. Kobayashi said to reach the wastes, we must pass through the catacombs that run beneath and then beyond Dresde. The answer to these catacombs must be up ahead somewhere. We're going to take a look around the facility. We tried to enter a maintenance room, but we could not get in. We're just going to check these areas real quick. There's a standard door with a bunch of footlockers inside. It looks like one of these footlockers is available to access. Let's check it out. It's got a construction kit, a sonic grenade, and some stems. Stems being items that produce a high ability, extra abilities. Okay, I just saw what looked to be a person running into the medical room. Follow. I'll see a person down the hallway. Let's open up the medical room and take a look inside. Medical room is locked. All right. Check out the level manager's office. Level manager's office is locked. This is like a circle facility. We're going to try to explore every room we can. Opening up a standard door back at the back to where we were. It is unlocked, but there's nothing inside we can take. Again, I mean, if they're all dead, then they're not going to use it anyways. And I know that's really morbid, but like... Oh, shit. I tried to open a door and immediately got hit with a lightning strike. It did literally no damage. These enemies aren't really... I'm not really worried about them, but like... Malfunctioning mining droids definitely assaulted me with an explosive, which... Found a footlocker with 4 antidote kits, 6 frag grenades, and 61 credits. Very nice. And as we look through this mess here, there is nothing. All right. Let us continue down this pathway that we were walking before. It's going to take us in what I assume to be a giant circle. Looks like the man down the hallway that I mentioned earlier just ran into another door. I don't know what. Checking another room. It's got one footlocker in it accessible. Let's open that footlocker up. And it's just a life support, computer spikes, and hyper adrenal strength. Damn. Of course, continuing to the next room. We're opening every single one of these doors if we can. And, of course, every single one of them is probably going to have, like, one footlocker in it that's going to have some sort of stuff in it. Most of them are going to be stems. Some of them are going to be med packs. They're useful. Med packs are always useful. But for the most part, it's just going to be that sort of stuff. Like, we've opened another hallway, another door, more stems, more life packs. This is like the fifth or sixth door we've opened. I just walked into the door that was previously opened. We're saving it because this footlocker is actually off kilter with the others, so it's been pushed against the back. Open it up, see what's inside. Standard stuff, but why is it off kilter with the rest of the objects? Very odd. Very odd. All right, continuing on, we found a hallway and a computer panel. We're trying to open the door to the mining tunnels, and the door is locked. We cannot enter. But it changed to a cutscene as if we were supposed to know. Gato mentions the terminal nearby that we can use to unlock the thing. System loading, let's unlock the mining door. Access denied, manual lockdown active. And search, let's search for the active, let's search for it. Let's see here. Access all relevant information on the subject. All right. Access the log. This will be my last chance to do something that counts. Hours they've been at it, chasing and then killing anyone who managed to survive. I've been only still breathing because I managed to hide in this room and lock the door. Luckily, there's a terminal here. I've placed the entire level on lockdown, the entrance of the mining tunnels, and then if I survive, the elevator. It should prevent these monsters from spreading to the rest of the facility. Despite my duties here on the residential level, I always thought myself of an amateur historian. Mysteries of the galaxy were always my best distraction to make my mind forget about the harsh realities and job. Which brings me to the lockdown. While it needs to quarantine... Whilst it needs to quarantine these monsters, it also needs to be flexible enough to allow any survivors to reach safer grounds. Implemented a solution that should solve both of those problems. Call it a quiz, a test even. A set of questions relating to basic galactic history that answered correctly before the lockdown could be expired. Monsters seemingly lack the intelligence to punch in the correct answers, so they shouldn't be able to expire the lockdown. Managed to implement 3 sets of questions on 3 different terminals on this level, but catch, safety measure. Questions on each of these 3 terminals can only be answered in a set order. Must answer correctly all questions on terminal 1, then 2, then finally 3. After all sets of questions have been answered correctly on all 3 terminals, the option to expire the lockdown will appear on the terminal near the doors. It's an ingenious system, yet sadly, one that I won't live to be praised for. First set of questions have been programmed to appear on Terminal 1 upon access of this log. Sharp lookout and a blaster ready. Alright, search for active terminals. Alright. The first terminal is mining tunnels door. Second terminal is medical room. Third terminal is in the maintenance room. And the fourth terminal is in the generator room. All right, so this terminal does not count, apparently. No, it. So we need to go to the residential. Sorry, not residential. We need to go to the medical facility. I just saw someone running out of what is the medical office, which is now open. Let's check the medical supplies and start opening that. Going to quickly save it and access the control panel. Search questions in mining tunnels. All right, access the first set of questions. Empress Tita system, named after the leader who unified the system thousands of years ago, was known by another name. What was the name? I have no idea. Kekler Verge. What planet serves as the galactic center of the Republic? Coruscant. Correct. Which is the species currently known, stereotypically known as the Crime Lords? Huts. Third, which corporation is out of the following of is house headquarters in the flagship Arcanian Legacy? Zerka. Correct. What is the following corporation's recent times that align itself with Dark Red, Darth Revan's Sith Empire? Zerka. Correct. Terminal 2 questions are active now. Okay, I didn't know those answers. I don't think anyone would have known those answers. Unless they're like really... Zerka Miner just ran past and dropped a pouch. Level access key card. All right, let's open the level access manager's office. Ah, neat. Force wave on 3 droids that immediately begin firing on me. What a lovely sight. And we're breaking them down. 1 dead, 2 dead, and then the last one literally died, literally almost dead. 3 dead, 350 experience. Uppie. Should be a terminal here if I'm not mistaken, right? Ah, there's the terminal. I found it. We're looking around here, and oh, we found the level access manager's corpse. Fun. Gives us manager's data pad 1 and 2. Let's read those data pads. Level access data pad. A few weeks ago, a number of miners from the night shift had reported an unusual experience within the catacombs. Allegedly, while they were working, they heard a strange number of strange noises. They heard whispers which came from the darkened tunnels from where beyond where the operations are currently based. Upon investigating these noises, 3 miners came across a shocking discovery. Allegedly, they witnessed the materialization, subsequent dematerialization of a number of mysterious entities. At first, I dismissed this encounter as the result of overworked minds who were exhausted from the harsh demands working in tunnels placed on the mind and the body. But following the cross-references of the 3 miner accounts, I knew this encounter was more than some mind trick. Each of these miners witnessed the appearance of 2 mysterious beings. The first was described by all 3 miners as a tall man with silver hair and silver eyes, who, I quote, wore the face of a demon and a smile of a seducer. Second, of the description of the second being to materialize, differed considerably between the three. They all saw it themselves. All saw themselves as if they were looking into a mirror. The first one said the double had blood stained upon his mouth and fingernails, while the eyes were devoid of any life or signs of reason. Second miner saw himself as a corpse with a fatal neck wound. The third man's double had a head which was disfigured and maimed. First and last report of such occurrence within the mining tunnels. Investigations since then, both by myself and a few enthusiastic miners, have yielded no results. I feel like I have no need to officially report this to Emperor Administrator Deacon, and will take no further action in relation to the incident. The second data pad tells us, says, I was a fool to do nothing about the incident in the mining tunnels. I wish I had the wisdom to see what I know now. Today I witnessed the passing of a man. Never seen this man before, but felt like I knew him. Clad in a black hood, black robe, which hid his features from casual glance. Yet I saw his face. It was the face of a demon. He then smiled at me. It was the smile of a seducer. I ran as fast as I could to get away from him. An hour later, I emerged from my hiding place a nervous wreck. Some of the employees stationed on the floor were moving towards all the same destination, as if they were drawn by an unknown force. I and a few other employees, who were seemingly unaffected by these impulses, followed. We found them at the entrance of the mining tunnels. There was a group of roughly 30 employees, including what appeared to be the miners of the day shift. At the helm of the group stood the man I encountered earlier, his features no longer hidden by the hood robe. His silver hair and eyes were now apparent. He raised his arms and spoke the words, "Arise, become greater beings." That moment, everything changed. The men and women that were under his influence began to shake uncontrollably as if signs of humanity had disappeared swiftly as the silver man. I ran down the corridor towards my office as fast as I could. Behind, I could hear the screams of the people. They were being torn to shreds by those inhuman monsters. After taking a quick glance to look behind me, I realized that one of them was now chasing me, faster than me. Catch me, and it would kill me. I needed to survive. I didn't want to die like this. I ran for my office, barely making it. The door was swiftly closed and locked behind me. I was safe. Alive. For hours, I've sat here scared. The thing that was pursuing me now relentlessly clawing at the door. But I can't help but think the incident with the mining tunnels a few weeks ago. The hair demon, the seductive smile, the corruption, death. The glimpse of the future. Warning. Should have paid more attention. Should have investigated further. And now I feel like everyone is paying the price here for ignorance. I have no intentions of staying here, waiting for that thing to break down my door, destroying these security droids to kill me. Got myself the mining laser that I managed to snag a few months ago. Too much harm against the monsters outside. That isn't what I use it for. Level manager Orello Varn. Damn. Okay, that was... We just read a suicide letter. Okay. I am going to have to trigger warning. I am sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, let's check out the terminal, the level manager's terminal, and access those questions. Access the security cameras. Okay. We see someone running down the hallways. A black camera that is just back black. More black cameras. Around, we see a bunch of dead bodies all over. Dead bodies. Live feed. I tried to cancel the live feed. It won't let me. Let's overload the transformer. Okay. That released the protocol droid. Just died. Budge. All right, let's log out. There's that Zerka miner again, standing there. Where the hell did he go? Well, there's still the dropped pouch on the ground, which it has nothing. All right, so I don't know what's going on with the miner there. All right. All right, so we're going to continue looking around the facility for any sort of signs of life. Oh, here's the security office. And a workbench, if I can use it. It looks like I can. I don't think I got anything. We do have a workbench, in case that is something we get. All right, we have a control panel in front of us, so let's open it up. Search questions in mining tunnel. Search access the second set of questions. Who, due to the assassination of the Republic Fleet Commander during the Mandalorian Wars, became the one most wanted man in the galaxy? I want to say it's either Cassus Fett or Bendek Starkiller. Nope, it's not Bendek. It's probably Cassus Fett. Which of the following planets has not yet fallen to Sith aggression? Alderaan? Correct. Which of the following battles was not fought during the war? The Second Battle of Althea. Correct. Which of the following high-ranking Republic officers heroically died while defending the Outer Rim planet Terrace from the Andalorians from the war? Button Saul. Forn? Correct. I don't know these answers. Which of the following was named the infamous droid the Mandalorians often used to mounts? That would be a Basculus war droid. Correct. The devastating details of the events which supposedly stirred the Jedi Crusaders led by Revan and Malak to join the war. That would have been... Genocide of Kithar? Yes. Did remember that one. Oh, me. All right. Continuing on, I'm looking for the next room to open. All right. Looks like someone's banging on a door. I don't know which door. Not the generator room door. Let's open up the security room door. See who's on the other side. It is locked. Okay, there's banging on the door. This has definitely got some horror vibes to it, so if anyone is afraid of that. We're loading up the last question set, and we're taking a look. Mandalore is a traditional title given to the leader of the Mandalorian clans. Which of the following Mandalores lead... Which of the following Mandalores lead the Mandalorians... Which of the following Mandalore? Oh, it would be Mandalore the Indomitable? Correct. Chronologically, which of the following battles was the last fight in the Great Sith War? The Battle of Yavin 4. Correct. Which of the following Outer Rim planets is known for its vast reserves of Tibian gas? Paragus. Correct. Republic has been fought foremost galactic government for thousands of years. Which of the following wars was the Republic first formed? The Unification Wars. Correct. All right. Like that guy is still beating on that door. It is still very much locked. Looks like it's just a sound effect. Can't get in. All right. We start walking away from that door, and as we walk away from the door, see a hallway, empty, no one there. Hallway all of a sudden has a body at the end of it, standing there, menacingly. It's Solomon, the white-haired, white, silver-eyed, silver-haired, silver-eyed demon is teleporting around the building. And then he teleports out of the way. Hear that crackling sound on the... what would
arise. Become greater beings.
All right. So it looks like we have some sort of demonic thing. And all of a sudden, the beating stops. And that door opened. And three men are coming out of it. All right. And they are rushing to their deaths, apparently, towards us, who are behind us. And they are running towards us. I'm confused because that's not where we're at. We are literally around the bend in a hallway. But it looks like there are multiple groups. Six. That is six? Six now. Durka Miners, six of them. Three behind us, three in front of us. We're going to start with a safe field. Poor guys. I feel bad for them. All right. And it looks like battle begins. The corrupted Zerka's employees are literally innocent folks, but they are crazed and they are attacking us. Why are we attacking them? What the heck is going on? I mean, I'll take it, but okay. There we go. Let's go with a force wave. Kind of stop this for a second because some weird shenanigans are happening. I don't like it. All right, we're beginning back with the Master Flurry. They are actually hurting pretty hard. They're hitting for like 19, 20 a pop, which is really odd for the little bit of HP experience they're getting. It's only 150 experience a pop, and now they have all perished. They had adrenal. That's how. They had adrenal strength and acridity running through their veins. Not behanes, veins. All right, so credits 51, no big deal. Heal up everyone. Very nice, very nice. But now that the door's open, we can go explore. We're healing ourselves up and gonna go explore through that door. Let's see what was behind door number. Oh, it was literally the cantina that was locked. Nothing there. All right, so now we need to make our way towards the mining facility, the mining district. And this has got, like, taken on a very, more employees have appeared and are attacking. So that's cool. And we're getting back to our fun force wave. We're doing our force wave and strike them down with impunity combo. And by impunity, I mean Master Flurry combo. Oh, it looks like Shadow leveled up, so let's go give her a level up. Level her up to 18, y'all. 18. Oh my goodness, I have the hiccups, and it's so aggravating. Oh, you have no idea how aggravating the hiccups are. Y'all, actually, you probably do have a complete knowledge on what aggravating hiccups are. But Lord. It's really frustrating. Especially when you're trying to record, you know, it's frustrating that you're like, oh, I'm trying to talk, and now my diaphragm is freaking out. Y'all know what it's like. All right, we're now assisting our Shadow in taking her enemy out, and it's, like, literally handled. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Where were these miners earlier, though? Like, where were they? They weren't here, because we definitely didn't fight them. And we went back and forth all through the facility. We have three more miners here coming up to fight me. This is the epitome of fight me, cowards. One of the things I remember reading in the review of this, and it's a standard battle, nothing crazy here. One of the things I remember reading in the reviews of this of the thing is too many fights. Like, the fights just keep going. They don't stop. Now, I was trying to figure out if I could do a previous version of the Force Wave and do, like, Force Whirlwind itself. That would be dope. And right now I'm just looking to see if there's any remains on the floor. There are. Always grab the remains, folks. They tend to have, like, good stuff, like Adrenal Strength, stuff like that. Continuing our way down the hall. All right. Let's continue our way down the hallway. More corrupt miners, no big deal. Hit them with a Force Wave and hit them with that good flissy slashy slushy slamma. Slam is slamma with the slamma jamma. And then we're gonna hit another Force Wave. Knock him down, hit him with the slashy dash. Slashy dash, really? That's what we went with? Slashy dash? Slashy dash. You know, were I a smarter man, probably would require me to be a man at all, but were I a smarter being, I would not say slashy dash. Anyways, we finally made it to the tunnel doors. That took us long enough. Let's open the control panel and see what's going on. Load. Check the status. Completed. Unlock the tunnel doors. Yay. We unlocked the doors. Now. Oh. The door didn't even open. It just said, all right, you're good. And now we're in the mining tunnels. Okay. Dark and dusty and damp. Get through here. All right. We have a question mark person in the distance who had just ran off. All right. Camp directions. Left, right. Camp 1 is to the left. Camp 2 is to the right. For your own safety, do not pass sonic devices. Campers, distance. Take the right. Or the question mark. Oh, I see another corrupted Zerka miner. Hooray. Okay. And we're going to get started on fighting the Zerka miner. So the Zerka mining fights are relatively like bog standard, in my opinion. There's nothing really amazing or great about these. It's just straight up, battles for battle's sake. And I feel bad because, like, these people did not ask to be killed, right? So I wish there was a way, and maybe this for, like, version 1.2, right? Maybe. Much like how they did it in Mass Effect, where the main character was handled, or the actual, if you don't remember, you may not remember, it's been a while. Mass Effect, there was a crazed, like, there was a crazed colony, right? And you had the ability to hit them, like, with a certain something to knock them out of their craze without killing them. Maybe that something like that could be definitely implemented on a future thing. That'd be really neat. Anyways, we have 2 points, so I wanted to implement one in security just so that security belt would work. All right, now let's do night speed 2. And remember, that's what we're going for now, is we're going for night speed. So let's cast a bolt of speed. And then begin the fight. I love how night speed works because it gives us an extra attack that is 4 attacks a round. Because of how this works. Now, if only I could get rid of the terrible effects of what it looks like, that would be great. I remember that making me sick as a dog last time I looked. All right, so we've got what looks to be a bridge here. Nothing major. Circa sonic devices. It says don't ever go past the sonic devices. We're going past the sonic device. All right, we see the little Twilight girl. It looks like a Twilight girl. Twilight girl. We're going to do night speed. And we're going to do a force wave. Force wave. Force wave. And begin to dismantle the miners one by one. Or crash the program? I did just save it, right? Weird. Why did that crash the program? I was told that there might be crashes, so we might have to worry about that, but eat. Didn't expect to crash like that. I just leveled up and all of a sudden crash. All right, we're gonna go stasis field and we're going to go master flurry. I actually don't know what caused the crash at all. I wish I did. But this game is a crashy game. It's not like it's one of the most unbuggy games. It's not as crashy as its sequel, which is a conversation for later. But crashy it still be. All right, we're killing off the Bukalas. They're not really giving me any experience, but they're definitely here. I think they're 50 experience apiece, but they are enemies, and it's just easier to handle it instead of fighting with them and doing weird stuff like that. But that is exactly why you save multiple times. You, like, save every chance you get, because you never know when the game's going to be like, yeah, I don't want to function right anymore, right? We're going to go with night speed and heal and begin our assault. Is it this Takala that's causing the crash? It may be this specific Takala that's causing the crash. Because we just attacked one very specific one and it caused a crash. And I don't know why it's causing a crash. That one is fought. So here we go. What I'm going to do is there is a Takala over there. I'm going to toss frag grenade at it. All right, we're not doing... All right, it actually did die this time, but Shadow did not attack it, which was the key difference between this time and last time. Shadow attacked it last time. Shadow did not attack it this time, so. All right. There is a bridge there, and I don't know if I cross it or we're starting with a stasis field. I noticed that night speed tends to cause problems as well. For some reason, getting that extra attack in tends to cause issues, and I cannot explain why. It's weird. It's weird. All right, let's heal up, and then I guess go across this bridge. right, we're going to save it before we cross the bridge, of course. And you know what? Just to increase the crashiness, we're going to cross the bridge with night speed. Okay. Cutscene. Here we go. We start to cross the bridge. Shadow is crossing the bridge with us, right? And if I'm not mistaken, I was told that this area will crash a lot because this was actually re-implemented from another part of Corvon and will cause crashes. So, come, we can't afford to delay. All right. She's having a bit of a panic attack on the bridge. She's herself. Her child self.
Hakujinkopa.
Who are you, child? What are you doing in a place like this? I'm trying to get the master's compound at all. If he discovers that I snuck out, I'll be in big trouble. You mean the Zirka mining facility? Zirka? I've never heard of them before. I'm not surprised, being snuck here on Slearon and all. Did you say Slearon? What's your problem, lady? You don't even know what planet you're born on anymore?
Kipuna!
What's your name, child? I mean, out of all the questions you could ask, why choose the one you already know the answer to? Matilda, the child on Solaron. You're me. Wrong, you're not me, and I'm pretty sure I ain't you. Well, not anymore, at least. What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you do, lady? It was what you wanted, after all, so you shouldn't complain. I was left behind, so you went on to become Revan's shadow. So if you were honest with yourself, you'd admit it wasn't quite the exchange of identities you thought it'd be. In fact, it wasn't much of an exchange at all, was it? My transformation into Revan's shadow wasn't an exchange of identities. Then what was it? It was a sacrifice of me. I won't listen to you. I won't let you weaken my resolve. You aren't even real. You're just a figment of my imagination spawned by the dark side energies that reside here. I'll take a figment of your imagination over what you became anyway. You know what they say about shadows, lady. Your caster hits the grave. You ain't there anymore. Oh, shit. You become something else. Something that cannot exist without Revan. And now she's having a straight-up mental... Okay. And now she collapsed on the bridge. What the hell is going on? One hell of a packed episode full of mental health issues and other fun stuff like this. Please tell me the game did not crash. It did go back to desktop. Let's find out if it did. It's not letting me continue, but... All right, so it tried to play a movie and failed. Just Revan, no, you can't be dead.
It's about time you started to regain consciousness.
Why did you command me to leave you? I have fought at your side, and together we should have escaped your ship unscathed.
Whatever it is, it's a dream. Snap out of it.
Okay. This must be on the...
Selima Wanga Kunbikin.
Huh? Where am I?
You can relax. You're safe here.
Where am I?
We could save the introductions for later. What matters now is we get you on your feet. There you go.
What happened to my vision?
I think you suffered a massive concussion, which knocked you clean out cold. Your vision will return. Just be patient.
That explains the black screen. All right, our vision has returned, and Kobayashi is standing in front of me. Okay.
See, I told you to come back. I'm Kobayashi. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Orion.
This is a Hammerhead class cruiser.
Is this
a Republic ship?
This ship ain't no Republic vessel. Hasn't been for a long time. The Orion's a smuggling vessel. One of the best. Although, you've come in a bad time, really. She's in a bit of a mess at the moment. Don't ask. It's a long story. Still, the Orion has at least the most basic functionalities operational, which couldn't be said for the battered mess of a ship we found you in.
I was in a ship, pain, then darkness. I can remember nothing more.
We found you floating dead just off the Arroyo sector. Your ship had suffered massive damage. Looked like it got caught in an explosion of some kind. Your condition was even worse. Figured you'd been unconscious for days. Normally, I'd put it all down to luck, but with you, it's something else. You're not just a normal Sith, are you? You're a Force user.
How did you...
Don't worry about that. Just know that I mean you no harm.
Kipuna,
and you have to keep me alive to inherit it. Even if I did possess any secrets of worth, I would die before revealing them to you.
This isn't an interrogation. I don't care what you know.
Then why have you brought me aboard your ship? Why have you treated my wounds?
There's a rule book that says you need a reason to help people now? You were messed up and needed all the help you could get, so we gave it to you. You see a problem with that?
Aid should only be given if something is to be gained.
Then let's be grateful that Sith's ideology isn't the ruling one. Otherwise, we both wouldn't be here having this conversation.
What did she do?
Pudu.
I cannot be. I can no longer command the Force. Why can I no longer even feel it? Why has this happened to me now? Why has the Force abandoned me in my time of great need?
Don't look at me. I'm not exactly an expert. Wait, it appears we have some company.
The Sith, is she a threat? Do we need to blast her? I brought my carbine, and all I need is a reason to use it.
God, don't shoot her. Careful of you, Drix, but put the weapon away. We don't want to make a bad impression on our guest.
What have you learned? Come on, I want answers!
She's a Sith, that much is obvious. I checked the transponder codes of the ship we found her in. It definitely was one of the Sith supply freighters, though I still haven't determined the cause of the structural damage, nor the reason behind why she was alone.
You think she could be a spy sent to sabotage the Orion?
As much as I would love to agree, I doubt we're important enough to even register as a concern to the Sith. I'm guessing she got separated from the main fleet during a battle or something, which would explain the damage to the ship and her unconsciousness.
We can't be too careful with her. If she's the right kind of Sith, she's dangerous. Have you determined? Is she one of those Jedi Sith?
No, I don't think she's one of those Sith. She's probably just like the captain. Figure she doesn't pose a threat to us, or she would have done something already.
Game, it's been too long since my carbine has seen some action. I'll go on ahead and fill the captain in on what is new. Finish your work here, and then take the Sith up to the bridge to meet him.
I'll make it a priority.
Ah, okay, cool. You risk so much for one you know so little. Why didn't you tell him what I really am?
Don't think too much on it. It was nothing. Besides, you said yourself that your ability to command the Force is diminished, so why would you be a threat to us?
Better not. I'm no use to you alive. I'm Sith. I'm your enemy, and yet you have chosen not to kill me.
Then
it makes no sense.
Take this experience as proof that your Sith ideology doesn't provide every answer to the questions life throws at you. But enough about that. We have to see the captain. He's not the type you want to keep waiting. Come on, I'll give you the grand tour I gave to all our Sith outcasts. Ready to see the Orion, miss?
Say your name.
Randi Ichawa Tombola.
And you can call me Sarah Degane.
Yumawama Nibu.
Lead the way. Cool! Now we're playing this side quest, it looks like. Now we have Shadow's Sith uniform. Is a +2 charisma uniform. To Kobayashi, there is not, so let's open the door and keep moving. Hello, Verbal!
Master, there you are. I have waited and waited patiently in your quarters for you to perform much-needed maintenance on my strained joints, yet you do not arrive, and after searching high and low for you, I find you here. What is your explanation? Oh, I see the Sith has awakened. Master, why is she not restrained? Unless you are willing to jab her with a stun baton should she decide to damage my superior craftsmanship, I would advise that you place her safely behind the energy field of a Force cage.
This is SOZ-3, my supposed assistant. I suspect I've crossed one too many wires during my fine-tuning of his rusty innards, as he seems to alternate between the role of master and droid on an almost daily basis. I call him Verbal for short.
Muchashakapanka.
Strange name for a
Master,
droid.
The Sith is of secondary importance. I am your primary concern. Perform the promised maintenance. I will accept no further excuses.
Don't have time. Gotta see the captain. You're welcome to come. Just keep the complaining to a minimum.
Master, every day you discover new ways to disappoint me.
Oh my god. I kind of love Verbal. Alright, let's open the door. And what do we got going on in front of us?
Oh, dear.
And Verbal gets shot. By who?
Ubabatu Kochi,
I thought Jamba Juice was supposed to enhance your aim.
What's wrong with you? Why did you just shoot my droid in the face?
Don't act stupid. I was aiming for the carking Sith and you know it. Figured I'd save the captain the effort and shoot him myself. Right here. Right now.
Shoot me.
Got a problem with that? You're a Sith, and Sith are trouble. Always breaking things, never fixing them. You ever think of the mechanics when you're bombarding worlds? Mechanics like me?
This is Mechanique, the Orion's resident mechanic. When he's at the Juma, he's pretty wild and pretty unpredictable. You should just stay away from him until he sobers up. Actually, just stay away from him, period. He's usually like this with the new guys, but when the captain brings you into the fold as a crew member, he'll wise up and stop it with the insults. Well, mostly.
A crew member?
Most here won't judge you on what you were, but on what you can become. If you stay true to your oaths, you can fit in here. No doubt about it.
You plan to judge her. Do it with the blade of a vibro sword, otherwise you'll have to wake up with a lot less limbs.
It's different, I think. Not a monster like Revan or Malik, but just someone who's made a few bad decisions when choosing who to follow. Everyone makes mistakes. It's just our nature.
Not a monster. If it's all the same to you, I'd like to sleep tonight with the lights on and a blaster at my side. You're very drunk, mechanic.
Not before you repair my droid. If you start now, there's a chance you could finish in time to get some sleep tomorrow night instead.
Why are mechanics always at the bottom of the command chain around here? If I'm ever the captain, things will change. That I can promise you.
We can waste time with Mechanique later. The captain awaits us.
Mechanique. I love Mechanique. We're verbal. Mechanique, you're an asshole. You shot my droid. Oh, goodness, I love it. All right, we're opening the next door. We're on the ship of the Orion, so if you remember the ship ship layout from earlier, this is the exact same layout of the previous ship. All right, so we are currently heading up towards the thing. There was an announcement over the intercom about us doing what we're supposed to be doing. Looks like Lukio Hibata was running the shot before we were. We're supposed to get to the bridge. Hurry up and get to the bridge. Drix Quellic out. All right, there's Drix. There's Captain. Oh, there's Lieutenant. And here is the Captain of the Orion. Kobayashi, about time you arrived. Since informing the Captain of your discoveries, he's been unusually quiet. I'm not sure what to make of it myself.
I'm sure it's nothing. Now move aside. I need to speak with the Captain.
Whatever you have to say, he no longer wishes to hear. He only wishes to speak with the Sith and the Sith
only. I don't
suppose
it's too much to ask why. Nah, of course it is. We can continue our tour when the Captain's finished with you. Just come find me when you're done. I'll be in my quarters.
I don't know where your quarters are at, but okay.
Or maybe I'll just come and find you. Take it easy.
Okay. Captain's just up ahead, Sith. He's expecting you. I'm already at the captain. Just clicked on the captain. 3 times. 4 times. Talking to the lieutenant. Okay. Captain, something about reports. Speak with the captain. Captain. Okay. I cannot speak with the flipping captain. Captain will not speak to flipping me. Hello. Rexel. 5. Right before we opened the door to the captain's. That was weird. The game just said, hey, you can't talk to the captain. I think it's because I walked too far ahead for the trigger. So, yeah. It's because the Drix trigger hadn't finished. So, yeah, we have to wait. Panda's here. We found Panda. Open the door to the bridge. Cannot open the door to the bridge while the other bridge. Dr. Drix.
I don't suppose we can.
Okay, so now we talk to Drix. Means the trigger worked properly. Captain's up ahead. He's expecting you. Talk to the lieutenant. who tells us we're lucky to be alive. Something about the damage about the capital ship and the Revan's ship being destroyed because boom, gotta bing, bada bang. Talk to Lieutenant. Now we need to speak to the Captain. Now the trigger works. All right, Captain Drixel turns around. You're the captain of this vessel. No, I told us we must speak with you. Captain Drixel. All has been fascinated with the idea that lie at the core of the Sith ideology. They think inwards only about themselves, that express the egotism to a military force which ideals lie at the polar opposite of the ideological spectrum. They will sacrifice, the will to sacrifice and adherence to the wishes of the superiors, finding quality of those who fight with the Sith. They do not care of themselves and only exist only to serve. Does that sound familiar to you? As a Sith, I exist only to serve the will of my superior. Knowing that who you are and what you have accomplished is thus worthless. What feelings do you hold towards the faith? Feel is an important not my purpose to question things. Serve the will of my superior, nothing more. You are seemingly abandoned by those you claim to serve. Superior is no longer amongst the living, and my life no longer has any purpose. Oh, wow. He's definitely got Sith eyes now. And I will give you a new life, Sith. I am Damon Drexel. Welcome, the Orion. Yeah, Damon's definitely got Sith eyes. Could save my life. Life is Sith. Why? What do you want from me? I see myself in you. We have walked similar paths, and I have little doubt we have reached similar conclusions. You were once Sith. I was once Sith. I followed Revan to the wars, and after. But as a Sith trooper, I quickly learned that I merely traded one life of servitude under the Republic for another life under the Sith. One of the right to shape my own fate. Something more than an expendable pawn. If any rule of the Sith is the strong must rule, while the weak must obey. That's why I decided to leave the Sith forever! Be my own man, ruled by no one but myself! How did you escape? I was stationed on a Sith warship named the Behemoth during a routine patrol in the Ardesh sector. We came across the Republic vessel called the Illustrious, and we decided we'd engage. Ship was boarded, battle was fought. Enemies were slaughtered, and we won. In the post-battle confusion, the moment I had been waiting for was alarming. I stole the Illustrious, escaped from the Sith, and began a new life. Became the man known as Drexel. And as I, too, the Illustrious, became the ship known as the Orion. My fate was in my hands, and it is still. You chose to save me because you are sympathetic to my simple situation. Life is fleeting, and one of servitude is nothing but waste. Whatever feelings you may harbor to your current life, you know, you are destined for something more. How's the life of the criminal something more? How was life meant to be lived, free from restraint, free of boundary, and lived to fullest? We of the Orion recognize this, and now offer you the chance to join us as a crew member. For now, I'll stay here. I see no other alternative. I'd ask you to recite our oaths, but there's a more pressing matter currently at hand. But more pressing. Oh, we're under battle. The Republic has been tracking the Orion ever since they found your ship on the borders. My suspicion they learned of your location and was intending to intercept you. Merely found you first, now must suffer the consequences. Okay. Lieutenant, the ship. Republic crew Hammerhand class. Orders. If they wanted to destroy us, we'd be engaged in battle. I believe my suspicions correct. Alright, so we're about to communicate with the Hammerhead class Republic vessel.
Hammerhead class cruiser Orion, this is Admiral Magnus Cole of the Formidable. Under the jurisdiction and authority granted to me by the Supreme Chancellor of the Galactic Republic, I hereby place you all under arrest.
This is Captain Drexel of the Orion. Admiral, I demand that you inform me of the charges your Republic has placed upon us.
You are harboring a Sith fugitive, denying her from facing punishment for crimes she has committed against the democracy she once swore to serve. She is also responsible for the murder of a respected Jedi Master named Darius Solomon during the Mandalorian Wars.
Pardoning a soldier who fought in the Mandalorian Wars with murder is like issuing speeding tickets. During a swoop race.
Do not question my orders, criminal scum. Just follow them. Now, I want your full cooperation. You must relinquish the command of the Orion and surrender without delay or needless confrontation.
Regretfully, I cannot oblige you. I have no intention of surrendering.
Then you leave me with few choices. You have chosen to defy my authority, and so you will suffer the consequences. I look forward to accepting your surrender, Drexel. I will be there personally to accept it.
Achuta.
As I will look forward to accepting yours, Admiral.
Admiral Magnus Cole of the Formidable out.
Admiral? Captain, we don't have the men to repel our public boarding party. We'll be overrun. The Admiral has underestimated us. We'll use this to our advantage. What are your orders, Captain? Organize the defense line at the starboard side. Public's forces must not be allowed to breach the bridge. I agree, Captain. Will you be participating in this line? When the Republic changes forces in the cramped hallways of the ship, their numbers will count for nothing. I spearhead the counterattack, which will drive their enemies from my ship. We will accompany you, Captain Kobayashi, and the newest of our crew. We will meet and encounter the Republic aggression with an aggression of our own. It's time to show them what we're made of. Okay, let's go fight. It's time for war! Okay, you're a member of the crew of the Orion. We do not abandon our own. The lesson you would do well to learn. But what? Let's fight! Because unless I miss my guess, we're in for one hell of a wild fight! Right? It is saving. Now loading. Black. I'm not seeing anything of what's happening, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. We definitely hear blaster fire, but all we're seeing is a black screen right now. And now we're hearing the sound effects. We cannot pause it, so this is a cutscene. But I'm not entirely sure as to what's happening. We may just have to wait this out. I don't know. This may be a case of reloading the game. Yeah, I'm going to reload the game. We're going to reload the game because I'm not entirely sure what's going on there. We're going to reload the autosave and see if it's a problem with the autosave. Reload that save and see what happens. It was a problem with the autosave. Okay.
It just didn't load the scene right. Republic, surrender!
Alright. Groups of enemies are fighting. I'll teach you to mess with the Orion. You'll never break anything again after I'm finished with you. Kill die, Republic! Isn't working. They don't seem to stop shooting at us. What do one do in a situation like this? What needs to be done? I need to introduce them to my vibroblade. That worked. As in, that didn't work at all. I've had enough. Die, kill, die, Republic! That's Drix. I don't know who the fourth guy is at all. He says, say, what excitement! Alright, now it's us. Check the medical supplies on the floor. All we have is a vibroblade on us. Let me check anything else. That's all I got. Vibroblades. Okay. So, let's check the remains on the ground because we are still not in the battle. Ooh, a second vibroblade. Nice. Grabbing that second vibroblade. And we're digging into the fight. And she actually has Master Flurry like she normally does. But she has no force powers at this point in time. So we're just doing Master Flurry on the enemy until they fall. And Kobayashi's actually fighting someone by themselves. We're fighting two people by themselves. And because we can't control anyone but our party member, but Shadow, we're not controlling Kobayashi at all. We just kind of have to do the fight like you would expect us to. We did a heal, and we're going to continue working on the Republic soldiers. to the flurries of flurries. There's like seven people fighting these Republic soldiers. I feel bad for them. But I know this is not going to be the only fight here. It's going to be pretty like one of those situations where we're continuously battling through these enemies. That if after this it doesn't go to cutscene, it's like one of those things. I don't know. This is, I do think that if this were updated, I would say that all of this should be just cutscene. Just scripted cutscene and make it a lot shorter. There's no reason for the player to be doing any
Lucio
of this.
Lucio may have been as stubborn as they come, but even he didn't deserve to die like that.
Now is not the time to grieve. Lucio did his duty. We shall do ours. Resume your defensive positions now. The line must hold. News, Captain. It won't be easy to make the Republic to make more advancements. I made sure of it. In the battle, I locked it, blasted the locking mechanism on that door. It'll be some time before they can repair it. You can thank me later. Onik, the Republic soldiers will be well-equipped. Did you remember to reinforce the door to withstand an explosive blast before the battle? Now that you mentioned, Captain, I didn't. And then they blew up the door. Good job, Hanik. Mechanic. Good job, Mick. And we're gonna hit F4 right now, and we're gonna fight these next two fights. Like I said before, this is one of those things that's neat, but my word, there is nothing about this that could not have been covered in a cutscene prior to this. Especially since the character we're given is strong, but is not that strong. However, she does have mastered power attack, so I guess we're going to continue to use that. Yeah, 57 and 62 with mastered power attack. When it works, I should say. When it hits, because if it hits, we do massive amounts of damage. All right. Well, before the Kobayashi is, before we finish saving the quote unquote saving the Orion, we must take a brief. I want to thank everyone for watching, sort of listening so far. You like what you listen to, you enjoy the show, and all of that good jazz. Let me know somewhere, internet. It means a ton to me. Picking up the remains of the soldiers, by the way, while we're here, because in my opinion, that makes sense. Why am I stuck? Drexel? Hello?
Kipuna!
Fight now, talk later or die.
Sarah,
I am actively stuck.
Sarah, I'd love to...
Yeah, I'm actively stuck inside. Well, with that said, we're going to load the autosave, and actually, before we even start the fight there, quickly, we're going to save it and come back to this later. If you like what you heard, let me know somewhere on the internet. It means a freaking ton to me, and I am so excited and happy to continue this series, to be doing this. This is episode 31. We have officially passed the episode count for the Baldur's Gate series, and oh my goodness, it's been awesome. Oh, if you liked it, let me know, and I'll see you for episode 32 next week. Take care. And be awesome. Bye-bye, y'all.